Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Louis Nishma Hashem Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara throughout the Daf brings a machlokes. If you say Moicher Ben Yofa Moicher, or Moicher Ben Ra Moicher, if Moicher Ben Yofa Moicher, so he gave up much more. If Moicher Ben Ra Moicher, so the Moicher kept for himself a little bit more. If you don't say that, so then there's a claim against the Moicher, Sheyifrach Ba'avir. He's going to have to fly in the air to get to his bar, to get to his pit. He didn't leave for himself anything. The Chasam Sofer, on Bereishis Pergdal Pasuk Ches, says a beautiful word based on this. In the Medrash, is brought down, out of a few explanations, there's two main explanations. What happened in the fight between Cain and Hevel? Cain and Hevel were fighting, and Cain got up and killed Hevel. What were they fighting about? So the Pasuk says, Vayibyoisam Basode. So Medrash and Bereshis Rabba says, What were they dealing about? They came to an agreement. Cain says, I will take all the land of the world. I'm going to take all the properties. And Eva will take all the animals. So comes Cain to Eva and tells them, what are you doing on the land? The land belongs to me. Says Hevel to Cain, yeah, but what are you wearing? You're wearing clothes. The clothes are made out of wool. That belongs to me. So Cain tells Hevel, you have to fly in the air. And Hevel tells Cain, you have to get undressed. That was their fight. And then Cain got up and killed Hevel. The Medrash laid in the same place, and so is brought down Tikkun Yisorin and a few other places, that the machlokes between Cain and Hevel was regarding the extra twin that was born. Te'oim Yaseyo. Meaning, in our words, Cain was born with a twin. Hevel was born as a triplet. He had two girls that were born with him. So each one married one girl. The Kushayla was, who is going to get the second girl, the second sister? Hevel says, she was born with me. Cain said, yeah, but I'm the oldest, so she'd be my wife. And that's what it means, basode, keneged basode mitzo. That's what Radan Chazan Sefer Zohar, basode mitzo, that he found him in the field. That it has to do with the woman that he found in the field. So Zohar Chazan Sefer, really, it's not a machlekes. Eilu ve'eilu diver elokim chayim. And it is all based on moicher ban yofa moicher, or moicher ban ruah moicher. And it explains like this. When Hevel sold Cain all the fields that he owns, was it moicher ban yofa moicher, give him everything? So he has nothing for himself. Or he gave Cain most of the things, but he kept for himself something for him to be able to operate, as we have in our Gemara. A similar question you have on the Toimo, on the twin. Why? Because Hevel purchased all the Baal Echaim, all the living creatures. Says the Chasam Sofer, that includes this Toimo. This woman, this sister, is part of the Baal Echaim. The Chasam Sofer himself says, even though it's not so clear, that within the Baal Echaim you have the Toimo, but you could say that maybe is included. So says Cain to Hevel, Mimon Avshach, if you hold Moicher Ban Yofa Moicher, that means that you sold to me the field and you didn't leave yourself anything. So then, what are you doing in my field? That's tiny number one. Elamai, you want to tell me, moicher ban ra moicher. And when you sell, you keep for yourself a little bit. So if so, says Cain, I sold it to Baal Chaim, I did not include my sister. The sister, the extra sister, I did not include in the sale. Moicher ban ra or ra moicher. So why are you marrying this sister? So you want to shach. If you hold moicher ba'in yofa moicher, don't be in the land. If you hold moicher ba'in ra moicher, don't marry the sister. Therefore, Cain gets up and kills Hevel. So zog the chazal sefer, bo pshat metolu zebezeh. I mean, they both go together. Mimon of shach, there's a taino, if you hold moicher ba'in yofa moicher, or moicher ba'in ra moicher. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.